Okay, Moan Pisser, you're on. Pisser, you're on.
Oh, great, man. Hey, you know, you've got that Michelle slut in your chat room. Now, that's a rarity because...
Oh, the girl is Catholic?
Yeah, that girl is a whore, that girl is Catholic, that girl is all those things. I'm hoping she'll call in, man. I've really been wanting to slam this chick using nothing but Bible verses. Maybe you could help me on that. Have her call in.
That's up to her. Essentially, Logan Hunter has finished his series on Jasher, and pretty
good
watching,
deal.
Huh?
Good deal.
Okay, so are you on the pisser? Are you on the Obagender Bender going to have a show tomorrow then?
Yes, we are. And you know, I really hate that Friday time slot. It's really for a lot of low lives who have no life. You know what I mean? When you're broadcasting on Friday, most of the people that come on Friday are pretty much people who stay at home and have no life. But be that as it may, it's pushed for one more week, so yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you just have it on?
I know you're listening, so you should go ahead and call in tomorrow at my show. I dare you to.
That might be fun here. I might very well do it here. Usually Friday, though, is the day I go to town or whatever. In any case, that's good to go here. Anyway, you might want to go ahead and move it back to Wednesday because you're cutting into the, you're cutting into the Finkelschini show. Now, I remember you were, I saved the screenshot here. I still have the same IP number, so I have to use a Tor browser in order to, log on here. And anyway, I might very well go ahead and show up. You sure Obagender Bender will let you go ahead and allow me to call in or something?
It's really not up to him, though, is it?
I don't know.
Have a real problem with me calling your show right now, but you know what? Obi doesn't dictate to me what I do or don't do.
Okay. All right, well, I disagree.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, I managed 10 years without him.
Yeah.
Maybe hard for you to reckon, but...
Yeah. I called in to a Newscag show and pretty well told him is that I don't think you had a big fight with your brother. Obagender Bender, what he did is that, what was it, essentially Obagender Bender went ahead and posted that I thought we would have shows for 100 more shows, but that was not to be. So essentially Obagender Bender deleted that particular thread or post here. It's sort of like you delete, or you don't easily delete a thread. You go ahead and you put it into the administrative section, and then it goes ahead and pops up every so often here. But I'm not sure if Obagender Bender, he deletes things here. But essentially, who's ill? I mean, I got the feeling he was bitching about Lenio C. Barcelos, or Dave Lenio, as he calls himself, or Solomon, or whatever. Yeah, I still seen him there, but Obagender Bender was bitching about him, about a week or two ago, before, Obagender Bender came back. Okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, I don't know. I've been out of the loop for about a month.
Okay. You disappear, it seems, exactly what? 4 weeks and a day at a time. You did it twice in 2010.
Absolutely.
So I sometimes wonder here, are you spending the month in jail here as part of a work release, or do you gotta
so now, even a job at McDonald's gives you a 2 week vacation every year. Come on, that's just common.
But you disappear.
Who disappeared? I took a month off to celebrate my birthday and said so on my last show. But it was a month and 2 days. So I gave that to you, Marty, so you can go on and talk about all these conspiracies. Pastor Visser's in jail. Pastor Visser, where's the other one? I'm wanted for murder. I'm on the lam.
Visser, you told me that story in late 2008 or 2009. The story you told me. Huh?
When did that happen?
We used to talk over the phone to each other. Remember?
Okay.
And you said you
I remember sending you letters and money in jail and
You sent me.
I don't recall ever telling you I was wanted for murder because I've never been in jail in my life.
Okay. Well, all right. We definitely disagree. So I guess people will have to figure out who's telling the truth.
I've said. And you can slander and lie.
You know, just like you keep on saying I'm a convicted child molester and I've been arrested two or three times. You said a couple times I'm a convicted child molester here.
Not convicted by two laws, yeah, two witnesses, that's true.
What two witnesses? You don't even have my grandson. You don't even have my grand...
Ryan Emily and her husband.
Huh?
Side point.
No. I mean, when did Emily call you up? When did Emily call you up?
I thought CI was about Christ. You're changing the subject. Talk about something else.
You're changing the subject, Visser. I mean, it's just like Russ.
Gossip, which is it's just
Visser.
Taught it.
Visser, we've had this discussion before. You claim that if I tell the truth about you, it's slander. If you lie about me, it's not.
Truth. When have you ever told the truth about anyone, Marty? When is one of the things you've
Visser,
even been
Visser, 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 uh-huh. I have plenty of screenshots. I have plenty, you know. I mean, and Visser, I keep asking you.
Malachi's dick and asshole. So who are you? Is that the same?
Visser, see, Visser, 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 it never happened.
You're nothing but a punk, Marty.
Visser.
You are punk in prison. You're not CI.
Visser.
Everyone in area.
Visser. Visser.
And pay Zog for the right to use my name. And you have the punk.
Your name.
Against me.
Visser.
Your mother, you punk ass bitch.
Sounds like Visser is lapsing, you know. Didn't take long for Visser to turn, well, into Visser. Heck. Why, I remember when Old Gender Bear showed up, his profanity really necessary at Christian Identity, and here comes Visser. You know, he lets Visser talk, cuss like a sailor, which means that Old Gender Bear never had a problem with profanity. He had a problem with me when he first crawled on. Anyway, as a result of what Visser was doing in 2009, trying to get into Morse Gillette's trust fund, essentially, you know, letting Brian Wright, an Ashkenazi melungeon, stalk Pastor John Britt and his family, and to a lesser extent myself, and then find out that him and Sci-Fi Faber had this idiotic scheme with Eli James to supposedly, you know, deordain me from my own church here. Why, hey, I decided I had enough of Visser. And then, you know, Brian Wright was, hey, is it all right if I cuss? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But Marty and Pastor John Britton cannot cuss. Yeah, I got tired of Visser's thieving, lying ways. Now, I have said, straight up, Visser told me, either in late 2008 or early 2009, that he had been hiding for 6 years for a murder accusation or something like that. I thought it was complete bullshit. Visser ain't that smart. Now, Visser never sent me any money that I know of. Visser did send me some letters, and those letters were, you know, after a while, Ken Copeland at Newton County wouldn't allow them. Visser sent me some books when I was at Gulman. Essentially, the bitches who ran that wouldn't allow me to receive those books, and they were sent back to Visser. So, yeah, Visser tells some truth, but most of the time, Visser lies. Visser believes that he gets to tell lies about me, and they're the truth here. Well, we'll go ahead and ask about his two witnesses. He don't have one witness. He don't have one witness of my grandson. Certainly doesn't have my stepdaughter writing or calling him. I look at Visser's picture from when he ran off in 2009. I mean, Visser looks like a sinful melungeon. Looks like a torment melungeon. I wouldn't doubt he's crawling atop Pisser Possum Mat. But that's none of my concern. I just like going ahead and bringing the matter up here. Bridget the Idiot, she runs off. Every time old Visser talks about getting his house in order, that's usually Visser speak for Bridget the Idiot ran back home to South Bend, Washington. Okay? Yeah, well, a lot of people think Eli James is a Jew. I mean, Eli James is, you know, is a Jew. He's a Sephardic Jew. He's changed his name. He's run around and, well, with Brian Real, he was calling the Secret Service and the FBI on me and Pastor John Britton. Heck, actually had them come out to my house here. I said, hey, you ought to believe what Brian Real and Eli James and Liar Bill Mumps Nut the Clueless tell you. You know, they're a bunch of liars and mamsers and Jews, and, well, essentially, Liar Bill ain't really a mamser or a Jew. He's just a petty criminal and a Zogbot here. In case here, yeah, Visser, I mean, you know, you go ahead and look at Visser. I don't know why Visser goes ahead and shows up. Now, this girl is Catholic. I don't really care. She's some heifer that wants to cause trouble, and she don't cause any trouble for me. I mean, I don't really give a crap what Catholics do. Well, Visser, she don't have to leave the chat room. I haven't seen her post, you know, like these Nimbuster tards, any homosexual porn like some of these Nimbuster retards do. I mean, she can have whatever heck opinion she wants. I don't really care. Alright? So, anyway, this Visser is a demon here. He's a Sephardic, you know, part nigger, part red nigger, part Jew, Sephardic melungeon, okay? So, okay. So, Catholic whore. I don't know if she's a Catholic whore or not here. But Apostle Magdalene, I listened to her. She was bitching about Checkerfer. Checkerfer is an idiot. You know. Okay, here. Let's see. You're the main salt. We're not saying it. Visser, I mean, you know, she might be white, which is more than you say for you, Visser. I mean, melungeons are supposed to be entering the congregation. You know, Deuteronomy 23, verse 2. Visser, you're not supposed to be in the congregation of Israel. You know, if she's a split-tail white, she's allowed in the congregation. Maybe not to speak, but she is allowed in the congregation. Okay? Let's see here. Okay. I don't know if Michelle has ever insulted Harold Covington. Alright? So, Well, I'm looking at the chat room. It looks like Visser. Looks like Visser is, you know, bitching against, what the hell is her name? Michelle something or another here? I listen to her. I mean, it's nothing. It's no great big deal here. She doesn't pretend to be Christian identity. She is no threat or anything to me. Okay. So, is Visser Lloyd. No, Visser's Visser. Okay. Well, alright, well, Covington ain't a Christian identity pastor. Hell, Covington says he's not even Christian. Covington believes in reincarnation. Alright? You know, heck, he's closer to being a Mormon than he is anything else here. Covington, I mean, I don't really mind. Covington, you know, I mean, folks, most of the people in Christian identity, myself, Wheeler McPherson, knows that Covington is not a Christian. We don't worry about it. We don't worry about it. We don't agree with Covington, but, you know, hey, what's it to it? Covington doesn't give me any problems at all. I don't give Covington any problems. Alright? So, now Visser don't like anybody other than Obagender Bender. But, you know, heck, it didn't take him long. It didn't take him long to whine about, you know. And you gotta ask. You know, I've asked Visser, I've asked Eli James, who ordained him? Now, Eli, you know, Visser claims that Wesley Swift and Butler and Gillette or whoever ordained him. But the answer is that he and Brian Wright were claiming that not only Butler was a Mosemanzer, they were claiming that Wesley Swift, apropos of nothing, was a Chinaman. And Visser was doing that. And folks, that's one of the things I went ahead and brought against Visser, you know, in March 2010. February 2010, when I decided, hey, I've had enough of Visser. My 2010 year resolution was to dump Visser. And Visser was trying, you know, I mean, Visser, you know, Visser will just go ahead and backstab you like crazy here. I don't know how long Obagender Bender and Visser are going to last here. I'll probably load up the Tor browser. I may go ahead and call in tomorrow, you know, tomorrow night. Hey, no big deal. No big deal. I got most of my planting done. Heck, you know, it doesn't really matter here. I mean, I would suspect that Visser and Obagender Bear probably go back to Wednesday night here, in order to not cut up with Finkelstein. Visser was talking much crap about Fink. I think that was one of the reasons here that him and Obagender Bender sort of fell apart here. Oh, by the way, Obagender Bender gave up impersonating this white girl, this blonde girl from Cornwall, and found a freckled redhead to impersonate. I noticed that here. I hadn't been to Obagender Bender's for a couple days here. I checked it here, you know, and essentially want to talk about the Zimmermanser trial. I wanted to go ahead and talk with Gary. Pretty well, the purpose of Joel, reading from Joel and Obadiah, is I think the remnant will be part of Christ's army in destroying the Jew here. But, you know, like I read from Obadiah, even the niggers, even the other non-Israelites, they're tired of the Jews. They're tired of, you know, the Jew shit. They're pretty well tired of them. And so it's not just going to be Israel that is going to destroy Esau Edom. And by the way, Visser, since he's Sephardic, is part Edomite. Okay? Well, if somebody likes them, that's fine by me here. Okay? The faith of Christian identity. I don't worry about this girl's Catholic. She's not Christian identity. I guess she's some sort of Catholic. I don't expect Catholics to like Christian identity. She's not a mongrel pretending to be Christian identity like Visser is. Okay? So, okay, God does, no, Yahweh, you know, I mean, this is what old Visser says here. I went ahead and brought up, did my grandson claim I kissed his penis? No. Did my stepdaughter claim that happened? No. did her, you know, did her ex-husband or second husband claim that I did it? Nope. This is all the years Zog Babylon which made it up here. Why does Visser assume that they're correct? There's no, like Russ Walker said, you don't even have one witness, Visser. And when we're talking about two witnesses, well, hey, we had a number of these Jews like Visser, sons of Belial, claimed that Naboth was guilty. Well, hey, did they or did they not get away with it? Answer, they got with for a short time. I believe that they were hunted down by General Jehu, and they were destroyed. But there's no shortage of Jews and Mamzers like Visser, okay? All right? Well, Visser, you know, Visser is a, you know, Visser is a Mamzer. There's no doubt about Visser being a Mamzer. Here, let me see here. Let me go over to... Let me go over to this thing. I got a picture of Visser. You can go ahead and look for yourself. Figure out whether this critter's white or not. Go ahead and figure out for yourself whether Visser's white or not. Okay? Here's Visser. In his own YouTube video. You know, 2 minutes, 29 seconds here. Pete Peter's baptism event, you know, Cornhole People's Mamzeries. You go ahead, you decide where Visser's white, okay? Well, Visser, you know, Visser's claimed several times to be a, you know, be a Sephardic here, okay? All right, here. Okay. Well, go ahead and look at Visser. 100% Dutch. Yeah, his father came from Holland. He was supposedly he was a Dutch Sephardic Jew. His mother was, well, you know, some sort of red nigger that gets a tribal check here. You know what I mean? Alright. So, folks, if you want to go ahead and look at Visser, you can go ahead and see what Visser looks like. All right? Yeah, road rage. Well, yeah, Visser is called a Melungeon. He's a combination of Jew and red nigger and nigger. And essentially, that's what Visser is here. Okay? 100% joke here. All right, well, you know, folks, let's go ahead and look at this here. Does this critter, does this critter look white to you? I mean, heck, does this critter really look white to you? Okay? Let's see, scriptural. Well, I guess, you know, Deuteronomy 23. That's a picture of Visser. All right. As far as retards be a blessing here, well, hey, Visser ain't that smart. Okay. Yeah, Visser. Yeah, you know, Visser is a. You know, Visser is a. Visser's a Mamzer. Okay, he's a Melungeon. So where am I at here? Any case here? You know, I mean, heck, Visser's last, you know, last kid here, when Bridget Digit ran off. You know, this was in what? Oh, when was that here? 2010? Well, heck, old June Stain of the Beer Barrel. From my Gary, he was old Tuppen Bridget Digit. And, you know, Visser couldn't go back up. You know, go up and bring back its, you know, bring back old Bridget the Idiot. Because she was protected by the judge's order. for about 2-3 months. Eventually, Visser, later on that spring, you know, had a Winnebago, and he drove on up here. But me and John Brent, we used to ridicule the crap out of him. We used to go ahead and tell him the old juice to his stumping old bridge at the edge. We thought it was funny. Visser didn't. Anyway, here. So, yeah. Anyway, heck. I don't know. I'm sort of enjoying the Pisser Possum. You know, the Pisser Possum gets comeuppance here. Okay? Alrighty here. I don't know. You know, I mean, they're claiming this Michelle Critter got a retarded kid. Okay, well, maybe that's true here. But, heck, Visser. You know, Visser just got a whole bunch of mamsers here. That's a liar. You know, quite a bit too here. In any case, old Visser is giving a hard time for old Michelle here. Anyway, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And, you know, heck, if that girl is Catholic, wants to call in, she can do so. So, folks, well, I think Poopy Dog doesn't want to essentially listen to a Catholic Sephardic Melungeon fight here, okay? Alright, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break here, and we'll be back in about a few. Hail Victory!